is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Today's show is brought to you by Paul's Automotive. Paul's Automotive is located at 634 Route 46 in Kenville, New Jersey. If you want a master mechanic who has over 38 years of experience with quality work, he's your guy to call. He strives to keep you in a safe and reliable vehicle, and his goal is to make your experience as pleasurable and convenient as possible. It's not like you're dropping your car off and you're getting somebody named Joe Blow who's working on your car. Paul's the guy that'll be working on your car, and he gives you a reasonable price. We're proud to say that he's helped Autism Radio many times to keep our vehicle safe and reliable on the road. So he's your guy to give a call today at 973-584-1035. Remember, he's always committed to quality, and he's pleasurable to work with, and he is very helpful. So give him a call today at 973-584-1035. 1035 today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. I'd also like to welcome to the show my co-host today, Lynn Glukoff, back to the show.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Great. It's great to have you back on, Lynn, today with me. Also, we want to make sure, before we get started, that we really pay tribute and salute to all our nation's heroes. Don't forget that on Tuesday, November 11th, we as Americans really need to take the time to recognize our heroes among us. The men and women who serve in our armed forces, they are veterans of the United States military, and we want to say thank you for all of them that have given up their years away from their friends and their family, and to really pay tribute to the people that have risked their lives and limb so that we can live in the land of the free. So that's really important. I just wanted to start off the show with that. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today, but we wanted to make sure we pay tribute to all the veterans today.
Very, very dear and dear to my heart. My father-in-law was a veteran, so every year on Veterans Day, he used to wear his hat and was very proud. So very important in our family as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, both my grandparents were in World War II, which so many few left. There's not many World War II veterans left.
Right.
Never mind Korean veterans. Actually, my good friend and neighbor, Mr. Bill Herman, actually is a veteran from the Korean War. So we paid special tribute to him for Veterans Day. So it's a nice thing to do, and it's important, and it's something we should really do every day. But, you know, at least there is one day in this nation that we do celebrate that, and we should really pay tribute and give them a lot of praise and support. So, but we want to get started here today on the show, and it's really a very hot topic right now about a comedian, an actor, who was on one of the most popular sitcoms, Mr. Jerry Seinfeld. And he came out publicly, Lynn, to say that he believes that he has a form of autism. And this was done on NBC Nightly News, okay?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he said basically to the audience that he thinks he's on the autism spectrum. Because he says basic social engagement is really always been a struggle for him. And he says, you know, his comment was that there's nothing wrong with that. After all, we can't always be a master of our domain. But he's 60 years old, and he's very literal when he talks to people.
Uh-huh.
And they, especially when people use expressions, and sometimes he doesn't know what they are saying, he claims. But he says he doesn't see this as dysfunctional. It's just he thinks of it as an alternative mindset. And he addresses how he continues to work and interact with other people over the years has been a major obstacle for him. And then he says that he knows that it's the healthiest thing to do. So, you know, there's a lot of controversy over this, you know, what you make of it. I don't know. It's kind of strange that a man, you know, at 60 years of age comes out and publicly says this. And, you know, some people are saying it's a publicity stunt because, you know, we haven't heard anything from Jerry since Seinfeld went off the air and he's been kind of quiet, really hasn't done anything. So other people are saying, you know, it's some kind of publicity stunt. I don't know. You know, we really don't know.
I don't see it as a publicity stunt. I mean, the man has a ton of money and he's... he's known all over the world. He's a huge comedian. I mean, I think he meant well by coming out and saying it. You know, that's my opinion. I think in a way he was paying tribute to saying that everybody has some form of a disability. You know, he's seeing these quirks in himself, and he's saying he could possibly have some Asperger's traits, I would say, high-functioning social disorder, which, you know, it's a fine line between Asperger's and social anxiety, too. I don't know what the difference is clinically. I mean, he hasn't been clinically diagnosed with anything. He's just saying himself that he has these traits, you know.
You know, one of the things is interesting because if you think about it, years ago at his age, there really was no... you know, diagnosis. There was really no protocol in what determining what autism is. And even back then, I mean, he's, you know, you figure he's 60 years old. There was definitely no diagnosis for that. And even for myself, you know, I'm in my 40s now. There really was very few and far in between diagnoses for a lot of things that are being diagnosed today as well. And I think what it is now that we have more of a definition now of what autism is and some of the signs and some of the signals of what determines that, you know, spectrum, what it means, because obviously the spectrum is such a varying level of different areas on where individuals fall in this spectrum. And one of the things they talk about is, you know, obviously social interaction. So, you know, and I wouldn't be surprised, you know, and I think there's probably a lot more people out there that probably would have been diagnosed on the spectrum had they been born in today's day and age.
Right, right. And I think that's what he's trying to point out is that, I have spoken with several people today about the news because I was shocked myself when I read it. And I think that, you know, there's two different views of it. Some people were saying it's great that he came out. He's saying that everybody has some kind of quirk of some kind and, you know, he's not ashamed of it and it's part of, you know, part of his personality and he just deals with it. But on the other hand, you've got people like you and me who have severe children who are, you know, I personally think that the public mostly sees these high-functioning Asperger-type celebrities coming out, which is great. In some ways, it raises awareness for the Asperger's community and the high-functioning people. But then again, you don't get as much of that as far as the low-functioning or the, you know, severe cases of the spectrum. So, I mean, that's my problem with it is that, and when we first read, my husband and I first read the news and my parents read it, they were like, well, that's kind of ridiculous. Like, he probably doesn't have autism in the classic sense of autism. You know what I mean? So, that was my first take on it was like, you know, it's good and bad. I mean, some people said it's something to strive for, maybe, if they have a kid that's moderate and they see that these people are succeeding and are doing well and are able to cope with their issues. But then on the other hand, you've got people who have severe who are saying, well, this is giving the public a wrong image of what autism is, you know, because he's saying he's autistic. I think he said he had autism traits or something?
Yeah, it was autistic traits, you know.
Like I would have preferred for him to say I have some kind of social anxiety or I have Asperger traits, you know,
right.
Rather than saying autism, because I think that word is just thrown
around.
He actually says,
and this is a direct quote, that he's on the autism spectrum. So he actually
does state that.
But we don't know, obviously. You know, we can't prejudge him because we don't know. But I do understand, you know, like your viewpoint with that for sure. I mean, having an issue with that because, you know, it does sometimes put that stigma of, you know, and there's nothing wrong with this. It's a great thing showing that how this gives hope to many families, because someone like Jerry Seinfeld, who's a multi-millionaire, very successful actor and comedian, and, you know, that they can achieve anything in life. So, I mean, from that standpoint, it's a great thing. But also to the general mass population that's really not educated much in autism, and they only get what is being shown on TV, like the movie Rain Man. I always make this interpretation going back, and I hate to do this. Poor Dustin Hoffman, mentioned him so many times. But, you know, he played Rain Man, and basically it was the first time autism was really shown on a major stage, such as in Hollywood. And, you know, just showed he had this incredible ability with mathematics and numbers, and how he had this gift almost. And yet, you know, it's not my child, it's not your child, and it's not many other parents' child is nothing like that whatsoever. And I think, you know, there needs to be more light shed on the differences of the spectrum.
We don't get
enough of that. Unfortunately,
exactly.
We don't.
Yeah. That's what we were annoyed about. But I think, you know, speaking with other parents who had higher functioning kids said that. So I guess there's two viewpoints about it. I mean, it is good that it makes awareness that the celebrities and everybody's more aware of it now, and people are looking at the traits and seeing things. But then on the other hand, I just wish the media would, you know, portray more of the severe side and not necessarily savants, you know, because usually when you see a severe case, well, this person has special art talent or special music talent, and that's not the case either. I mean, that's a very, very small percentage of people. That's maybe like 3%, I think, of the classic severe spectrum. So, you know, that just bothers me,
right.
I think that, you know, coming from, you know, what I have to deal with and what you have to deal with and other people who have, you know, lower functioning kids, it's sort of frustrating that you just want to have that acknowledgement in the media more, you know, like, who was that woman that you, I forgot the name of, Fleischman, was it Fleischman?
Oh, Carly Fleischman.
Carly Fleischman, like that kind of thing.
Right.
Was really inspiring and really showed the lower end, and that was sort of, to me, more inspirational because...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because it's more, we can more relate to Carly because in a lot of ways, my son was a lot like Carly, who was nonverbal. You know, a lot of this, the meltdowns, very similar to what I see in my son. I've watched video, Arthur has sent us video, and I've watched his daughter at about the same age as Jonathan, and I watched her meltdowns, and a lot of those things I used to see, the crying and the screaming and the slapping her head and a lot of the things that she was doing related a lot to me and my son. So it definitely is a different look of the spectrum from that viewpoint, and I just think that, you know, obviously the mainstream media does not put enough attention on that, and for some reason we... You know, I think, you know, you probably feel like, you know, a lot of other parents have wrote to me, you know, about the show, as they feel slighted when it comes to the media, is that they're not shedding enough light on the more severe end of the spectrum. So I think when you hear something like this, you know, a lot of parents have wrote in about, you know, Jerry Seinfeld and say, well, you know, that's not really autism. So, you know, but, you know, that's why it's called a spectrum. You know, it's just a different form. And I think this is a great lead into our next topic, because there's been a lot of research, Lynn, lately about obsessive compulsive behaviors. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because, you know, that actually is part of the spectrum now. You know, OCD, I like to call it, but although in this study they call it obsessive compulsive behaviors, they did a study at St. Catharines in Canada, actually. There was a master's student by the name of Naomi Johnson. And basically, she's studying a new program for children on autism called I Believe in Me, Not OCB. And basically, it's a congenitive behavior therapy program that was developed by Brock University researchers. And it's helped to design, it's designed to help children on the spectrum and minimize or possibly even eliminate the OCD or the OCB behaviors, and But, you know, just for people, they may not know what OCB is or OCD. I've always heard the term OCD, never OCB really being used, but now they're using OCB more, which means obsessive compulsive behaviors. And it's like something like repeating hand washing, a strong need to collect and possibly save items, ordering and arranging items in a certain, row, or repetitive questioning, and overall, a need to adhere to a very strict same routine every day. And basically this program, what it's doing is teaching children about the behaviors through psychoeducation. And it helps them analyze the behaviors by listening to them and accompanying thoughts and the harshness of both of them. And like a lot of the cognitive and behavioral skills training is questioning unfounded thoughts that children have during the repetitive behaviors. Now, granted, this usually works for a lot of, this is more for mostly higher functioning. This may not really work well for my son, but this has worked for a lot of individuals that are on the spectrum or suffer from OCD and OCB, I should say. And it really has worked well to help desensitization of anxiety that's triggered through thoughts and situations to prevent further compulsive behaviors. And the beauty of the program is that they address all the items in a group therapy setting to give the children with autism a chance to help build up and expand a lot of their socialization skills in a group. So this actually would be great for Mr. Seinfeld, because this is exactly what it does. And it helps parents join in the report on their child's progress week to week and ensure that they both are using the newly acquired tools in other aspects in their life, is not just the program. But it's pretty interesting how the parents and children were asked to respond to a set of situations at the start of the program, and at the end of the program allowed Johnson, who was running this study, to supervise it and then to evaluate whether the new skills are being used outside of the program. And she later mentioned that the programs like this can help children with autism much, much later in life, while also squishing the growing number of people who have OCD-like tendencies, which often start in childhood. And she was inspired to start this study team, and she continued many undergraduate courses about autism. And it's pretty interesting how, you know, this, they found that it helped about 70% of the individuals that participated in the study, and they had over 300 participants. So it's pretty interesting. So this could be something that could really be helpful for someone that's suffering from OCD or OCB, whatever you'd like to call it, type behaviors. I think I know myself, I have some tendencies of OCD myself, so maybe it'll help me, who knows.
Well, it's actually interesting because I'm starting to see some OCD, OCB, whatever you want to call it, with my son, and actually it's funny because I guess I was speaking to some people about it, and I think that for him, somebody, actually a higher functioning person who is verbal, was telling me that it actually can be relaxing for them. I'm talking about the lower end now. I kind of like the fact that he has a little bit of OCD. He's not insane with the OCD, but he does like his routine, and if you mess it up a little bit, but he doesn't get crazy. Some kids really have meltdowns. He really doesn't. But I think sometimes it gives them a sense of security, of this is his, you know, in a world where he has no control, and this is the way things go. And, you know, we try to break it a little bit and not, you know, not have it too much. But on the other hand, like watching the same, I know some people complain that kids, and now Michael's doing this too, watching the same show 50 million times. It's almost a form of OCD because he's obsessed with this one show. But then on the other hand, I'm thinking, you know, he's learning from it. And if that's going to help him learn, I'm going to let him watch the same show 50 million times if that helps him process the language. So that's just a whole other, I'm giving the other side.
Yeah, it's another spin on OCD behavior.
That's a completely different spin. I mean, I just, feel for him, it might be a good thing to have a routine and to know, you know, this gives him some, I mean, I had learned years ago for myself that OCD is a form of controlling your anxiety. People do it because it makes them feel in control of their lives. So, again, this is not what you're talking about. You're talking about hire people who want to get rid of the OCD. I'm talking about, I'm completely the other side of it, where I'm saying it's really not, for my son, it's not a bad thing, because it makes him understand patterns and things that are going on in his life. He's not that insane with it, but we do try to break it up a little bit if he gets too crazy with it. But it's interesting how he didn't really have it so much when he was younger, but I think now, as he's getting older, it gives him sort of a sense of, okay, well, this is what's going to happen next. This is what's going to happen next. And, you know, and it gives him some kind of order. So, right. It's not, it can be sort of a middle ground. I mean, it doesn't have to be insanely, it's not good when it's too insane and it runs your life and you can't do anything, which is what you were talking about, which is, you know, you have to have this at a certain time and that at a certain time, and you get, and these kids get meltdowns, and that's really not very.
Yeah, they literally can't function without it. I mean, that's very severe.
That's very severe. My son doesn't really get that crazy right now, anyway. So for him, I'm thinking it may not be such a bad thing for him to have a little bit of OCD. You know. So anyway, that's just the other.
Well, Lynn, we got to get to the social topic of the week. As we know, Halloween has come to a close, and we had a lot of parents write into us about their experiences on Halloween, and we wanted to be sure we could share a few of them on the air today with everybody. So I know you had something drawn up for our Facebook page that had a lot of interaction. So you want to tell our listeners?
I just asked how did Halloween go? Did your child do anything that surpassed your expectations? And I wanted people to share their stories with us. I'm just going to read off a couple of answers. Somebody wrote, it went amazing this first time my son... This was the first time my son actually went to get candy. I was so proud of him. Another person wrote, every year at my son's school, the kids walk around our town and go from business to business trick-or-treating with the class. Every year it has ended in a full-on meltdown halfway through and me in tears, except this Halloween. My son was pretty severe, loves Tootsie Rolls, so I just carried a bunch of them in my pocket, and every time he started freaking out, I handed him one, and he calmed right down. Sugar calms him down anyway, and he takes small bites of them, so we got through the whole thing. We hardly ever give him sugar except on special occasions, so I don't know why I never thought of this before as a special occasion tool for me to use. I'm thinking of other ways that may come in handy in the future. That was a nice story. My son was totally invested in Halloween this year from the moment we decided the costume, and it was quite a costume for him to wear, with a fake butt pillow, a tail, padding in the belly, fur gloves, the hood and makeup, but he cooperated and was enthusiastic through the whole process. He waited for over an hour for his hayride to begin, full of about 30 other kids and all talking at the same time. I was nuts, but even when offered the opportunity to get off, he stayed quietly and patiently, the only one who was quiet or patient. He approached the doors alone and said trick-or-treat without prompting most times, and this is when he was overtired and overly hungry. On a scale of 1 to 10, our son had a very successful Halloween. Successful Halloween. Okay. Sounds like people did pretty well.
Yeah. We had a great Halloween, too.
You had a great Halloween?
Jonathan
good for
did
you.
Really well. He did really, really well. His costume was amazing. My wife made it a beautiful costume, which I got to get pictures because everybody's asking me, but she made him a box of macaroni and cheese. It was his costume, and it was very, very well done. She did an amazing job on it, and everybody that we walked by commented how awesome the costume was.
So. Oh, I got to see.
So,
that's
yeah,
great.
So we'll definitely share that. And also, you know, you can tell our listeners out there, too, now that Halloween has passed, if they want to share any photos on our social media page, we'll be glad to share any pictures, too, if they'd like to post anybody.
Okay, let me see. One smaller child asked, well, this is the same person. I'll go on to the next person. My son was a big bad wolf, too. He was only 5, not blood, but he was super happy with it. His sister didn't want to be Red Riding Hood, but was Elsa like quite a few girls. Well, this next person. We had a great Halloween. We let our grandson go up to the houses with his brother, and he did a great job. He knew he wanted to only go to 10 to 15 houses, so when he counted off to 15, he was done. Okay, just two more. It was raining and very cold here. We went to eat, bought a bag of candy for us, didn't dress up. She didn't want to anyway. She's 13 and losing interest. Yeah, Michael didn't. We didn't go out at all. Me and Michael stayed home, but he was fine. It went well considering the weather was very yucky. It was rainy, windy, and cold when it started to snow. We did a fast trick or treat, then dropped Nick's brothers off at their different parties and went out to dinner. He wore his costume to dinner, so he was very happy. No issues. 14 years into it, so we got it down. The issue will come when he's too big to go. And that was it. But it sounds like most people have had a pretty good Halloween.
Yeah, it does.
I heard from anyway, which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to thank all our listeners for writing in on our Facebook page and participating in this. I think it's great to share your stories because it brings stories of hope to everyone. You know, if they have a great experience and, like you said, you're on the fence of going trick-or-treating with your child, you know, you hear some of these parents that write in and they've had great times trick-or-treating. I think it's an important thing to try new things, and you never know, your child might just surprise you. So.
Exactly, definitely. It's definitely, even, like I said, even with me, when I, you know, our Hope Saves the Day page, I had some people write in some exciting things, and I said, even little moments, we want to hear from you, because those are the things that keep us going and keep us inspired, and other people like to read them. And it's been working out really great. We get a lot of nice comments. And you just never know when something's going to click and something's going to change. I just wrote, Michael listened to music in his room today for 25 minutes. I could not believe it. That was huge for him to sit in his room and just listen to a CD for 25
minutes. That's
awesome. Minutes.
That's really good.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you got to be
that
proud.
That was really good. And just little things like that. I mean, it's just huge for someone like for us who work so hard just to get our kid to keep busy, you know, to focus and to be involved. And, you know, it's great. Yeah, and I think a lot of people really enjoyed Halloween because they were able to handle it and they figured out ways to do what works for them.
Yeah, and I think for once, too, I mean, for us here in the Northeast, we finally had some sort of decent weather for Halloween, too, that helped. You know, it started to drizzle a little bit towards the end of the night, but we were able to get out there and trick-or-treat for a change, and the kids be kids, and it was a good time for everybody. So we're glad that everybody wrote in, and be sure to share with us next week on our Facebook page. Make sure you go to our Facebook page, because Lynn always posts our question of the week on there. So what's our question next week, Lynn, real quick?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well,
you'll have to stay. The holiday is coming up.
Thanksgiving.
I don't know if we want to talk about that yet, or we have some other things that we really haven't mentioned on the air. We had some toilet training success stories, which a lot of people, it's a huge, huge topic.
It comes up
a lot on my blog. So we might just do that one and then maybe after that we'll get into the holidays and how people are handling the stress of holiday shopping and Thanksgiving and getting ready for a lot of exciting turmoil, too, at the end of the year.
Yeah,
craziness.
No, absolutely.
So,
it's a crazy time of the year for everybody, that's for sure. So, crazy time of the year for everyone, for sure.
Everyone. It's crowds everywhere, chaos everywhere, and, you know, some people don't mind it that much, and some people do, so.
Well, we're going to come up with some tips to help you through the holidays, and we're here for you through the holidays as well on Hope Saves a Day. We'd like to thank Lynn for joining us again today. Thanks so much for coming on, Lynn.
I always enjoy being on the show.
And we want to thank all our listeners, as always, for the continued support here on the program on Hope Saves the Day. And we'd like to leave everyone with this sentiment every week as remember, until next time, everyone, Hope Saves the Day. Have a great week, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Each day, let this song day. I want to show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. There you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice and remember. Save step day.